Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the morning show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays, and that's Pacific time for a few more weeks. I'm not quite sure when the time changes.
I don't never know.
November the 8th or something like that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways, let's turn the volume down there, Tim. It's blown my ears out. 2 degrees in the Crescent Valley with blue skies, high clouds, and not looking too bad out. Does it feel kind of chilly out there?
No.
Not bad, eh?
Nice and warm, actually.
Nice and warm.
Those clouds kind of kept the heat from yesterday in.
I should actually look at my little weather station in the yard. Of course, that 2 degrees is being reported from Environment Canada, so it's up the hill a little bit, up by the reservoir where we get our drinking water, so it could be a little cooler up there. Anyways, we're expecting sunny conditions today and a high of 13 with a UV index of 3 or moderate. Looks like all week is going to look pretty nice. A mix of sun and cloud or sunny with temperatures in the low to mid-teens. Not bad. We'll take it.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to... I had a bunch of songs queued up.
Really?
For tonight, but or for today, but I see we have one that was sitting here. And it always is a favorite of mine. I don't know about a lead-off tune for a Monday morning, though.
Meh, it's a holiday.
It's a holiday, that's right.
So everybody's listening from their home instead of their work.
Maybe everybody's already kicking back, and they've already got their coffees done up with a little bit of whiskey.
Or Bailey's.
Or Bailey's, that's true. So I think what we'll do is we will carry on with this song.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
It is a good one. And I love the tempo change midway through. I never was much for one of a tempo change, but this song, I really like it.
Yeah. Sometimes it just doesn't really matter as long as they can blend it in nicely.
That's right. So I guess we'll get rolling here with Jack the Stripper. If fairies wear boots, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Yeah, fairies wear boots in here. South Kootenai Radio. Tune in, listen, and enjoy.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin, he said, showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. And he left it, no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, Rocky boy. Come on, Rocky boy.
Okay, that was Rocky Raccoon from the Beatles' White Album. We all know that one.
Apparently Terry wore it out.
Oh, really?
That's what he says. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
That's not worn out for me. I still really like that song.
Yeah.
And then before that, we heard the Jack the Stripper and Fairies in Boots.
Fairies wear boots.
Fairies wear boots. Yeah. Sorry.
I should have moved the paper off your notes.
No big deal.
Yeah. Anyways, quarter to the hour. It's going to be this day in Canadian history. And what do we have here? It's...
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thanksgiving Day in Canada.
Yeah. Although we celebrated ours yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some tasty...
Yeah, so good.
Yes. Okay, October the 14th. What do we got here? Some Canadian history for you. First story is from 1935, a story out of Ottawa, and that's when William Lyon Mackenzie King defeats R.B. Bennett in the 18th federal general election. wins 171 of the 245 common seats to 40 conservative, 17 social credit, and 7 CCF, 1 independent, and takes 44.8% of the popular vote for the largest majority since Confederation. King will remain prime minister until 1948. Arthur Meighen becomes Senate opposition leader on King's victory. Only person to lead government and opposition in both houses. In other results, Henri Bourassa loses his LaSalle seat.
Was that... That wasn't English, was it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why we're celebrating that. Well, yeah, maybe it is a celebration of somebody losing. I don't know. All right, what do we got here? I'm going to skip that story. Yeah.
That's not English either.
I can't read it.
We are Canadians that speak English.
Well, oh, here we are.
Yeah.
On the other end, it's a real mixed bag. But anyway, what do we got here? Also on this day in 1944, C.D. Howe becomes Minister of Reconstruction as well as Munitions and Supply, lures away McIntosh and a brain trust of economics, or economists, I should say, from finance to assist him. Oh, interesting. All right, let's get on to some birthdays here. Ron Lancaster, football player and coach, born on this day in Fairchance, Pennsylvania in 1938. Lancaster worked as a quarterback on CFL Rough Riders from 1960 to 63, playing with Russ Jackson. In 1963, Ottawa traded him to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, where he played for another 13 years until retiring in 1978. He coached the Regina team for 2 years, then went on to TV color commentary, then returned to coach the Edmonton Eskimos, leading them to the Grey Cup in 1993. In his CFL career, the Little General set 30 league records, connecting for 3,384 passes for a total of 50,535 yards and scoring 333 touchdowns. He was twice outstanding CFL player and went to the playoffs 17 times and was on 2 Grey Cup winning teams.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a pretty good career. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the cover.
Yeah.
What do we got there? That's Byron Edmund Walker. We're not going to read his little bio here because it's way too long. But anyway, he was a banker and born on this day on a farm in Seneca Township, Haldimand County, Ontario. In 1848, one of 9 children, dies in Toronto March 27th, 1924. Walker entered the service of his uncle J.W. Merton, a private banker in Hamilton, at age 12. Anyways, I'm thinking with the name Walker, he got into the whiskey business, but I'm trying to scan these notes here. It's way too long, but we're just going to leave it at that because it's just too much. I like the little snippets. Like this one, Day of the Hammer Schultz, NHL enforcer.
Ooh.
Yeah. Born on this day in 1949, Schultz's ability to intimidate and bully opposing forwards worked for a time when he played with the Broad Street Bullies, or the Philadelphia Flyers, until other teams hired their own enforcers. Then we had a league of goons. Yeah. What else do we have here? I'm thinking that might be enough. Although, let's see, in 1995, Alexa McDonough wins the federal NDP leadership race, succeeding Audrey McLaughlin, former social worker, headed the Nova Scotia New Democratic Party from 80 to 94. Front runner Sven Robinson drops out after leading on the first ballot. Yeah. Never have heard anything from Sven for quite some time.
Sven?
Yeah, Sven was a gay MP who actually got busted for theft. He stole a ring out of a jewelry store and got caught.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 1979 on this day in Edmonton, Oiler Wayne Gretzky scores his very first NHL goal, which will eventually become the league's greatest scorer.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, but in 1978, Daryl Sittler of the Maple Leafs notches 7 assists in a 10-7 victory over the New York Islanders.
That'll be the last time before Gretzky gets a hold of the puck.
Yeah, unless he's playing for the old-timers. Okay, let's get back to some tunes, shall we?
Let's.
Okay, I'm kind of thinking a little Mark Knopfler might be in order. This is from his Golden Heart album of 1996 called Imelda. She was the shoe collector. She was the wife of the Philippine president, I believe, Imelda Marcos.
Huh.
Yeah, imagine. Let's give it a spin, shall we?
Sure.
Yeah.
Listen to Tim in the morning, weekdays, 7:30 till 9, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
That album by U2. Come out in 91. Yeah, even better than the real thing. Is that on like a Coca-Cola commercial or something?
I think it was Pepsi, though.
Maybe Pepsi, yeah. Anyway. All right, I probably have the holiday crew standing by here. They won't show their faces, but they want to have their 4 minutes and 30 seconds to up. Date everyone, so let's let them rip and we'll get back to the music right here on
South Kootenai Radio.
That's right.
This is CBC News. I'm Genevieve Oche. Eugene Fama, Robert Shiller, and Lars Peter Hansen are the joint winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. The three Americans work on the predictability of assets like stocks, bonds, and real estate. And Macmillan has more on the winners.
Eugene Fama, he's looked at patterns to stock price movements over relatively short periods of time and how quickly new information about things like a company's profitability gets incorporated into stock prices. His findings were that when markets work well, there's not much volatility. Now, Robert Shiller looked at predictability over a much longer time period, up to decades. He also looked at human behavior when it came to buying and selling stocks. Shiller, by the way, predicted the stock market bubble in a book in 2000 called Irrational Exuberance. Last but not least, Lars Peter Hansen also looked at the rationality of investors, among other things, and the Nobel Committee, who awarded this prize, have just praised Hansen for building on the other two prize winners' work.
That's the CBC's Anne McMillan. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is hailing what he calls a diplomatic window with Iran. Kerry made his remarks ahead of 2 days of nuclear talks in Geneva. Iran, the five members of the U.N. Security Council, and Germany are all taking part. Margaret Evans has more from London.
The focus of the Geneva talks is expected to be Iran's growing stockpile of uranium that's close to being weapons-grade material. In interviews yesterday, Iraqi ruled out sending that uranium out of the country, but he did say Tehran was prepared to negotiate regarding the form, amount, and levels of enrichment. The Geneva talks come in the wake of a very deliberate charm offensive by the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, at the UN General Assembly in New York last month, and the historic phone call with the U.S. President Barack Obama that followed. Iran is desperate to see crippling sanctions lifted, and Rouhani has said he has the authority of the country's supreme leader to negotiate an accord. Margaret Evans, CBC News, London.
Italy will triple its naval patrols in the Mediterranean. The move follows the deaths of hundreds of migrants on overloaded boats from North Africa. Two such incidents this month resulted in the deaths of several hundred people. David Willey reports.
The Italian government is stepping up its naval patrols in a huge area of the southern Mediterranean, with orders to rescue people from any immigrant boats that they spot, which have run into difficulties. At present, Italy has three frigates in the area, supported by four helicopters, plus, of course, Coast Guard and Border Patrol vessels based on the islands of Sicily and Lampedusa. The Italians are asking the EU to help in what's turning out to be a much bigger search and rescue operation than at first envisaged.
That's the BBC's David Willey. A PhD student at the University of British Columbia has figured out a way to prevent cell phone failures when too many users are in the same place and they cause a system overload. Mai Hassan says it could be the answer for a lot of people at large events.
For example, a film festival or an Olympics event or something like that. Also, it can be very beneficial in cases of emergency when there are a lot of people trying to use their cell phones at once.
Hassan has discovered that by changing the shape of those cellular signals, they can be redirected to radio and television broadcast transmissions without interfering with those signals. The 25-year-old is also trying to get a cell phone antennas to work collaboratively instead of competitively when looking for a transmitting channel. And British Columbia's Construction Association says it can't find enough Canadians to fill jobs in the province, so the association is heading to Ireland, hoping to hire about 600 workers in the skilled trades. A spokesperson says schools in Canada don't promote the trades enough. Critics say the real issue is that some companies don't want to hire unionized Canadian workers. And that's the latest CBC News to this hour. We stream live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. I'm Geneviève Auger.
South Kootenay Radio, coming out of the Creston Valley.
there's no one else to blame.
Blow your mind. Recommended at the place. Insatiable. complications. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Little man, China, we're down to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, me that way. Love you came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer. Queen, gunfighter, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of
time. That's absolutely right.
She's trying to get you.
She's a killer. Queen, gunfighter, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
Okay, Killer Queen there by, of course, Queen. 8:14, and guess what, folks?
It's time.
That's right, rock and roll history. Let's spin that theme song. Okay, there we go, our little intro to the segment, the one that everybody waits for. It comes on at 8:15 in the morning. Right, we've got actually quite a few birthdays this morning, October the 14th, or today I should say. The first one's from 1930, Robert Parker was born, and of course his big song, Barefootin'. Cliff Richard was born on this day in 1940. His big song, We Don't Talk Anymore. Sounds like a hurtin' song. Justin Hayward, guitar and vocals for the Moody Blues, born in 1946. Dan McCafferty, lead vocalist for Nazareth, born in 1946. Love Hurts. That's probably their only ballad, wasn't it? Do you know Nazareth?
Yes, I know Nazareth.
I can't stand Nazareth.
I don't know if they had
it. It's another band. Slade. There's another one I can't handle. Of course, there's a few I can't handle.
Yeah.
It's that other band. They were popular too. Yeah, Uriah Heep. They kind of don't really turn my crank either. But anyway, I'm getting totally sidetracked. 1948, Marcia Barrett was born. Vocalist for Boney M. Their big hit, Rivers of Babylon. Ivory Tillman, born in 1948. Of course, Ivory was guitar and vocals for the Detroit Emeralds. You want it? You got it. Oh, yeah. All right. The useless trivia throughout the years on October the 14th. We're going to start in 1955. That was a good year.
I'll say.
Yeah. Buddy Holly and his sidemen, Larry Wellborn and Bob Montgomery, open a show for Bill Haley and his Comets at a concert in Lubbock, Texas. Talent agent Eddie Crandall. is in the audience, and in the next few weeks arranges for Holly to record his first demo.
Cool.
Yeah. 1957, although it is banned by some U.S. radio stations for its suggestive lyrics, the Everly Brothers' Wake Up Little Susie reaches the top of the Billboard singles chart. Right on. The Everlys were accompanied by guitar legend Chet Atkins on that song. Oh, that's a good piece of trivia right there. Oh, and here we go, 1957, Elvis the Pelvis releases Jailhouse Rock. Yeah, it would become his ninth number one single by 1957. Already up to nine singles, or top ten singles.
Not bad for only a couple of years.
That's pretty darn good. The film clip from the movie where he sang the song is considered by many historians to be the first rock video.
Cool.
Yeah. 1967, The Who's I Can See for Miles was released. It's the group's biggest hit through to 1982. I'm not sure what song came out in 82 by The Who that probably topped I Can See for Miles. Huh. Anyways, in 2006, Freddie Fender, the Tex-Mex hit maker known for such jukebox standards as Before the Next Teardrop Falls and Wasted Days and Wasted Nights, died of complications from lung cancer at the age of 69. And here we go. In 2009, Paul McCartwell was named Songwriter of the Year in the 29th annual ASCAP Awards in London, England. The awards presentation honored songwriters and publishers for the most performed works in the U.S. during 2008. Oh, I should have a look to see if I have any of his music from 2008, because I just went and grabbed something off his first solo album. I hope you don't mind.
No, I'm sure that's fine.
Yeah, because I'm not sure if I have one of his albums from 2008. I could look, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see. I know I had McCartney. What do we got here? Yeah, you know what? I think I'm just going to stick with the one off his first solo album.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Yeah. Now, for our first birthday, Robert Parker, born in 1930, with his big hit, Barefootin'. I don't have that one in the studio, so I'm going to play another version of it. This one was released in 1985 off a Deep End live album performed by Pete Townsend. So what we'll do is we'll play that version instead to lead things off. All right, here we go with this day in rock and roll history on
South Kootenai Radio.
Yeah.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and get your feet. We're doing a dance that can't be beat.
John Henry, he said to Sue, and I can barefoot, you can barefoot too. Sue told John, I get out of here blue. I've been barefooting ever since I was two.
The Saskatchewan Gal says you should tune in on Country Hour every morning at 10 o'clock at the South Kootenai Radio.
To South Kootenai Radio in the Creston Valley.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see 4 miles and miles.
Paul McCartwheel finishing off this day in rock and roll history there. And, of course, Paul winning a Songwriter of the Year award in 2009. I didn't have any of his music from 2009, so I thought I'd play a solo album or a song from his very first solo album. That one came out in 1970. Actually, the Beatles weren't even broken up yet, I don't think. Or maybe it came out the day they broke up. I just forget. But anyway, Paul played every instrument on that album.
Wow.
Guitar, bass, drums, tambourine probably. Who knows what else. Yeah. Listen to that little guy over there. Yeah. All right, what else did we have before that? We had The Who, I Can See for Miles. That song coming out in 1967 and going to the top of the chart. We had a little Elvis with Jailhouse Rock. That one, a big hit for Elvis in 1957. His ninth top hit, actually, already. Yeah. Everly Brothers, Wake Up Little Susie. Chet Atkins helping out on guitar with that one, and that one coming out in 1957 as well. And what else did we have? The Moody Blues, Gemini Dream. We've got Justin Hayward, the guitar and vocal player for the band, celebrating a birthday today, born in 1946. And then we started off with a celebration of Robert Parker's birthday, born in 1930. We had Pete Townshend singing his, Townshend. Yeah, slip of the tongue there, I guess. Lazy. Anyways, Robert Parker's song, Barefootin', but I didn't have that one, so Pete helped us out. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. And we're going to, well, I should do a quick look at the weather, and then we're going to get Amber to do the police report. Currently in the Crescent Valley, it is 2 degrees. Winds are to the east-northeast at 8 kilometers an hour. We're going to have sunny conditions. It's already darn sunny right now. And have you ever seen the sky that blue?
No, it's so nice.
It's awesome. Yeah, 13 degrees is going to be our high today. Now, over in Vancouver, their current temperature is 5 degrees. It's sunny there. Wow, what's going on in Whitehorse? 7 degrees.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sweet. We have some cloudy conditions there. Oh, look at Regina. Minus 2. I love it. Oh, but one good thing about it, the sun shining. Minus 1 in Calgary, too.
Oh, gosh, I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah. 14 and sunny is the current temperature in Toronto. Halifax is mainly sunny, 9 degrees. And St. John's, Newfoundland is 5 and cloudy. It's 10 degrees and cloudy in Fredericton. It must be really cloudy because one of our listeners that normally tunes in from Fredericton is nowhere to be found today. Not quite sure what's going on there. Anyways, we've got Amber standing by with the police report. Amber, let's give her.
Well, there's some real scary stuff going on in the Crescent Valley.
I can imagine.
Okay, so there was a suspicious person reported to be walking along the Port Hill Road. Now, I'm not totally sure, but I'm pretty sure that those border guys would have got him. And on 8th Avenue, a resident threw a beer on a neighbor's dog and told police the dog should be charged. Well, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to throw beer on a dog. That's... So maybe that guy should have been charged. And then here's the really scary one. When police reported to a complaint about someone yelling and screaming at a Helen Street residence, they were told the behavior was normal for the person in question.
I tell you. But it's nice to see the crime report leveling off here a little bit as the weather's cooler.
Yeah, everybody's staying inside a little more, I guess.
Yeah.
But... I don't know why. It's still way nicer here than it is most places in Canada.
Yeah. All right, 8:45. You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to get into our artist highlight here right now, because I already see that it's 8:45.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, where's the time go, right?
I don't know. We're having too much fun.
Too much fun, yeah. But I think what I'm going to do is play some Paul McCartney music, because Paul won the Songwriter of the Year Award. And, of course, Paul's been writing songs for, wow, since like 1958 or something, 57.
It's a pretty long time.
Mm-hmm. So I thought I might play some of his stuff. And, of course, we have to have a big thanks going out to Bedazzled. Of course, it looks like Bedazzled's taking the day off today with this holiday.
They should.
Good for them. Yeah, sometimes we've got to have a little break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they're located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. You can't go down to their store and shop today, but you can go online and have a look at what they do have. Well, some of the things they have a ton of stock in that store.
It's my favorite store.
Yeah. So that's bedazzled.com. That's BEADAZZLED. Yeah. So anyways, I think what we'll do is we'll start off with an old tune by Paul. Once he was into his solo career, although this one, it's off his first album, Man, He Was Lonely, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Oh, that was your line.
That was my line.
Sorry.
No worries.
Get the stick. Hit me. Yeah. All right. Take it away, Paul.
Mm-hmm. these four walls, sent inside forever.
Yo, it's 420. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio Station. Let's party up to some jazz. Or even rock at 5 o'clock. Yeah. All right, stop.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was Artist Highlight of Paul McCartney. That was Used to Be Bad. And then before that, we heard Band on the Run, Too Many People, and Man, We Was Lonely. And don't forget, that's brought to you by Bedazzled, 1217 Cannon Street. And I think that just about wraps it up here today. We got the news coming on for you, so thanks for tuning in today, everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow.